This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
سلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد فهذه ليلة الجمعة ليلة عظيمة مباركة يسن فيها الإكثار من الصلاة على سيدي ومولاي رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاهم كل عمل صالح. It's night of Jumu'ah. It's a blessed night. There's a lot of barakah in this night in the sunnah. It's to increase your salah upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in every good deed. يروي الشيخان فيما اتفقا عليه من حديث حذيفة ابن اليماني رضي الله عنه قال. The hadith and a collection of both Bukhari and Muslim related to us by حذيفة. And before I start the in the main hall, inshallah, Sheikh, I think Sheikh Tawakkul, I'm not sure if he's here. Sheikh Tawakkul has a session, inshallah. And up in the extension, there's a sister's mentorship, so keep it empty for the sisters. And then the adult Quran program for men is in the classroom, and and you go through the hallway, inshallah, through the kitchen in there, inshallah, just so that everyone knows which way to go. The theme of dealing with tribulation or turbulence or difficulties or fitna. And I think the word fitna is very, very specific in our deen. It's important to understand kind of what it's referring to. It's referring to all that which happens in life that you find challenging. It's a fitna. It tests you, right? That's the origin of the word. Fatantuk, meaning I tested you. I pushed you a little bit. I pushed you to an edge. I made you like have to regroup and stand your ground or rethink things or reassess because you're off balance. And there's a lot of and really, there's a lot of kind of beauty to the word itself because someone maftun or someone fattan, for example, we use that word to describe someone. So it's used to describe someone who is causing fitna. It's also used to describe someone who is beautiful. Like in Arabic, they use fattan as an amazing. But both, what do they have in common? They both throw you off balance. they both throw you off your balance for a moment. So they test you a little bit. They test your composure. They test your stability. So whether it's a difficulty they throw your way, or just someone who's absolutely gorgeous and you just haven't seen something like that before, so it tests, are you able to continue to behave normally or are you going to lose your balance? So that's really kind of the origin of the word. It's kind of throwing you off balance and seeing how you're going to behave. And the hadith that talk about fitna, honestly, are extremely, extremely important. And they're always put in context of apocalyptic incidents or events. And I want to take them out of that for a moment so that you can actually benefit from them. Because we may not be living in an apocalyptic moment. It doesn't mean that we can't learn something from what he taught, alayhi salatu wasalam, regarding dealing with fitna. And I feel like we rip ourselves off from learning sometimes of what he said. So I'll make it quick, sorry. I was looking to see you, but I didn't see you there. Just like looking. I'll make it quick, inshallah. So this is what Sayyidina Hudhayfa said. فَقَالَ كَانَ النَّاسُ يسألون رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم عن الخير وكنت أسأله عن الشر مخافة أن يدركني. See, everyone asked the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام about khair, what to do, what good things to do. And I always asked him about evil because I was scared of it. I was scared of at some point being inflicted by it. Which is why the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام chose him to be Amin al-Sir, to know all the names of Munafiqeen and to kind of carry the majority of ahadith that talk about the ends of time and what happens there. And he is the best source for it. فقلت يا رسول الله كنا في شر وجاهلية فجاءنا الله بهذا الخير والإسلام فهل بعد هذا الخير من شر. We were in a very bad situation. It was all shar, it was evil before Islam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala substituted that for us with khair, Islam, which is what we have right now. So is after this khair, is it going to be shar again? Is it going to be evil again? فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم نعم. Yes. فقلت وهل بعد ذلك الشر من خير. And after that evil, will there be another bout of goodness and khair? فَقَالَ نَعَمْ وَلَكِنْ فِيهِ دَخَنْ. Yes, but it's going to be polluted. دُخَان or دَخَنْ is smoke. So it's going to be polluted, it's not going to be as pure. فَقُلْتُ وَمَا دَخَنُهُ. And what is the pollution of it? فَقَالَ قَوْمٌ يَسْتَنُّونَ بِغَيْرِ سُنَّتِي وَيَهْتَدُونَ بِغَيْرِ هَدِي تَعْرِفُ مِنْهُمْ وَتُنْكِرْ. People, they're going to follow a different, they're not going to purely follow my teachings. They're not going to purely take my guidance. تَعْرِفُ مِنْهُمْ. You'll know good things from them, you'll see good things from them, but you'll also see munkar, you'll see things that you don't like from them. فَقُلْتُ فَهَلْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ الْخَيْرِ مِنْ شَرْ. What about after that khair? Will there be shar again? Hudhayfa is very interested in like the sequence of things. فَقَالَ صلى الله عليه وسلم نَعَمْ دُعَاتٌ عَلَىٰ أَبْوَابِ جَهَنَّمْ مَنْ أَجَابَهُمْ إِلَيْهِ قَذَفُوهُ فِيهَا. Yes, there will be people who stand calling others to Jahannam, and those who respond to them, they'll throw them into Jahannam. فقلت يا رسول الله صفهم لنا. Describe them for us. فقال نعم من جلدتنا يتكلمون بألسنتنا. They'll be like us, and they speak like us. I mean they're similar. They're similar. And this is يعني of course. فقلت يا رسول الله يعني فما أصنع. What do I do at that point? فقال obviously حذيفة. You can hear throughout this hadith how حذيفة is processing this information. He's trying to figure out, because what he's worried about is, what do I do? If this is very beautiful, being with you, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ajma'in, and the barakah of being with the Prophet, alayhi wa sallam, he's with him. He feels very safe. He feels very secure. He feels very pure. It's beautiful. He's worried, like, if the Prophet, alayhi wa sallam, leaves him, then what happens? And if he's around for some of it, what is he supposed to do? And I agree with him, because I think we all feel that way. There is no bigger musibah than the loss of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in our lives. And until this day, until the end of time, there'll be nothing that's worse for us as a group of people than not having him, alayhi wa sallam, amongst us to teach us and move us along. So he's asking this question. Okay, so what do I do if that happens? قَالَ تَلْزَمُ جَمَاعَةَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَإِمَامَهُمْ. You stay with the jama'ah of the Muslimin and their leader. فَقُلْتُ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ جَمَاعَةٌ وَلَا إِمَامٌ. What if there's nothing? فَقَالَ وَلَوْ أَنْ تَعَضَّ عَلَى أَصْلِ شَجَرَةٍ تَعْتَزِلُ تِلْكَ الْفِرْقَةُ كُلَّهَا إِلَى أَنْ تَلْقَى اللَّهَ. Then you leave all of that chaos and confusion, and even if you need to hold down to the root of a tree. Remember, he was sitting on the carpet a few days ago. And he told them, hold on to the carpet. And then he, تَرْجِعُونَ إِلَى أَمْرِكُمُ الْأَوَّلِ نَذْرَ حَيِّتُ. Go back to your... He keeps on teaching the same thing, alayhi salatu wasalam. Go back to the roots. He literally said, go back to the roots this time. I've been telling you figuratively for the last couple of days, and you've been kind of saying, yeah, okay. He literally said, hold on to the roots. He actually used the word tree and roots in the hadith. أَصْلُ شَجَرَة. What is أَصْلُ شَجَرَة in Arabic? Roots. He said, hold on to the roots until you meet Allah that way. You leave all the chaos and you hold on to the roots. Until you meet Allah that way. How, again, he's, in my opinion, his message is very consistent, alayhi salatu wasalam, in how we protect ourselves as time progresses, as things change, as there's confusion. Hold on to the basics. Hold on to the fundamentals of our deen. You don't need to make things complex. Don't make things complicated. People who are trying to make things complicated for you, leave them. Leave them. There's no time. I don't have the luxury for complicated conversations right now in Islam. We don't. We are way too far. Maybe later. Maybe when the Khilafah comes back. Maybe when we are all powerful and we have our unity. Maybe then when we can sit around and talk about little issues of Khilafah. Right now we don't. Now our ummah is divided. Is horrifically divided. Is politically divided. Is theologically divided. Now it is ideologically divided. It is geographically divided. We don't need more division. We need people who just go back and hold on to the roots. The basics, the stuff that we all agree on, the stuff that are simple, because everyone in this room agrees on La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. We agree on the basics of on the sanctity of that book, on the sanctity of that of our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, on the beauty of the basics of our principles and values. But why do we need? We don't need more than that, really. But the nafs loves the action, loves the drama. It's fun. It's fun to categorize a whole group of people and just call them something and, you know, clean things up a bit. They don't know what they're doing. He's an idiot. That whole group is lost. And then you're just left with you and maybe five people who are still on the same. This is a disease of the heart. It's very simple. It's extreme. It's very common. It's been happening since the beginning of time. And it will continue to happen until the end of time. Just the disease of the heart where you want to be different. You want to be mumayyiz. You want to be superior. Even though you don't want to say it, but you want to feel it. So the easiest way to do it is just to point out everyone who's not doing well. The Prophet ﷺ keeps on telling, go back, ya akhi, go back to the group. Stick with the group. There's no group. Hold on to the roots. Whatever you can do. But don't increase the division. And don't be someone calling upon Jahannam. And I find that this hadith to be absolutely beautiful. I'll end with that, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdik, shalallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa sallallahu wa sallam, wa baraka, wa azzam, ala sayyidina wa habibina Muhammadin, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakumullah khair, wa barakallahu feekum. Again,